Masi v'achis. So you all learned this kasha. Who's the kasha on? Masi v'achis is the mandiyama that holds what? One who says us. The one who says it's us the libal. A woman. It's not shayach. Killer masi. Rav Chis is asking on the one who says it's also to be vile. But we had eight possibilities of what he holds. It's funny to ask the kasha on somebody. We had two lashonos for four possibilities in his lashon of what he holds. So before we learn most of Rav Chis, we have to understand who we're asking. We're asking on the person that asked it. Why did he ask it? So the small taisis, the la'olam, is very crucial to being able to talk about the next Gemara. We can't talk about it until we see Taisus La'olam Rav review this sphere of life that holds its author. The Shmuel, Rav holds its author. The Shmuel, man, Shmuel, this author, you could be Shmuel, while the Kirshim is sphere. He really holds the Avashen of his Gavin is. The Avashen of his Gavin really would be Mutter. While the Kirshim of his Gavin is sphere. He really holds the Avashen of his Gavin is Mutter. We're going now that they hold this Nasa because you're a Mechavim and to be a Rishayim. Why is it Aser? Because either the Pesach Utsarech and he's a Boiver on Baina, or because the second Lashon Adam Utsarech and he's a Chaburei Mechbar. So we're going now, much of our Chista, what we're going to talk about is the Aser, that the Aser Aser is because we assume the bile is mechavim for dam, or the bile is mechavim for a pesach. Okay, so let's see now the kasha. Masa Rav Chis. See, naikish li gives manam lerais and this is, you have a girl who's too young. She's not yet the age where she normally would get a period, where she would bleed. The nisis, now she gets married. The shamei yomrim naisnul arba leilais bisolaim rachetich yamak. First, you have to remember, we paskin that dam besulim itself is metame a woman. If a woman bleeds dam besulim, she's tame. However, that's what we call mishnah haraina. That's a later takana in the time of the Amoraim. In the time of the mishnayis of the tanoim, the minig was that dam besulim is tar. If dam besulim is not metame, so we're going out. Dam besulim is tar. So a woman gets married, she bleeds, how do you know it's dam besulim? Maybe it's dam nida. The same thing, the dam is dam. So the shamai says she gets 4 nights, that we assume it's dam besulim. The shul says that she tichya maka, that there's no number, it has to be until the maka heals. That's if what he gives man. If he gives man all the rest, then this is. The shamai emin nice and allah l'rishayim. The Shami says the first night, no matter how many beers there are the first night we assume it's dam besulim. But already the second night, we chayshish dam nida. They sell a limerim, ad moitzoy Shabbos arba lailas, you get 4 nights. Now the whole focus is on Rabbi Sula's lashon. What's ad moitzoy Shabbos? So the Gemara says, my love, di loy boil, masi boil, atzabu b'Shabbos. What does that mean? My lot, the loy baal. Doesn't mean loy baal. So Rashi says loy baal biyla gemura. What does that mean? It means he did do a biyah. He did a biyah the first night. He got married Wednesday night. So Wednesday night he was bail. Thursday night he was bail. And now Friday night he's being bail too. So must be talking to you loy baal. So loy baal means he didn't do a biyah gemura. Matibala Philip Shabbos. So Tver, we see that what? We see that it's mutter to be Baal on Shabbos. So Tver on Shmuel who said it's Osir. We see over here you're allowed to be Baal on Shabbos. For 1 second. Why is it Osir? Why did Shmuel hold it's Osir to be Baal? Because the Pesach Utsarach or Adam Utsarach. What do we say? It's Ladam Utsarach. Why does he want the dam? Why does he want the dam? Ladam Utsarach. Why does he want there should be dam? So Taisus said, why does he want dam? So one shot of Taisus was, Lirais and he's a psulma. He wants to know if she's a psulma or not. So this is, does this kasha make sense? If we go, that was the reason, Pshat, that the reason he wants Dam in the first Biyah is to see if she's a psula. But then the Tam said it's Shalai Yislach Lechamachar. Like to read, the reason that he wants Dam is to see if she's a psula. So his Bailah Wednesday night, it was Dam. But it wasn't Biyah Gemur. His Bailah Thursday night, it was Dam. But he didn't finish, he didn't do a complete Biyah. So on Shabbos, it's Mutter. So Shver and Shmuel, we see it's Mutter on Shabbos. Is that Shver? Is it Shver? Is the Chara Pashta Teres? Huh? He saw she's a Psula and the Biyah Rishayna. So when did Shmuel say Biyah is also the very first Biyah? Because the very first Biyah is to see Dam Besulin. So that's also on Shabbos. So the third Biyah. So of course the third Biyah he could do on Shabbos because it's not the Damut Sarach. He doesn't need the Dam. The Beis Yaakov, he has this kasha. It's a very short kasha. If you learn like to read, what's Pshat in this Gemara? What's going on with the Gemara? My about the Bati Ma, we see after the Shabbos it's Mutter. Of course it's Mutter. We it's only Yosef because the Damut Sarach, which means the race of Hibisula. So that's only after the first Biyah. If it's the third Biyah, of course it's Mutter. What about Le Rabbeinu Tam? Is it good Le Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam said, why does he need the Dam? So Rabbeinu Tam said, Sarach, why does he need Dam? Shalai Yislach Lech Pamachetz. He wants to get all the blood out, so next time he's Shalai Yislach Lech. So he's Mechavim for that. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's good. That even the third Biyah on Shabbos, he wants to get all the Dam out, Shalai Yislach Lech Pamachetz. Le Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense. But according to the Re, this Gemara of the Chayyim doesn't make sense. What's the Kasha? Of course, the third Biyah is there. So the Beis Yaakov says that the Re will have to learn like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah teaches the Eloi Baal Masi Baal means Loi Baal Klal. Not like Rashi. He teaches my love the Eloi Baal means the Eloi Baal Klal Masi Baal. You can do the first Biyah for the Bishat. So if he didn't do a Biyah at all, then it makes sense. But Damutzar, he wants to see if she's a Psula. So that would make sense for the Reish. Rashi learns the Eloi Baal means he didn't do a Biyah Gemura. So Rashi will have to like Rabbeinu Tam. That the reason he wants to Dam is Shalai Yislach Lech Pamachetz. Follow? There are two Pshatim in the Gemara, and they're totally in the two Pshatim in Tosfos. You can learn my love the Eloi Baal means Eloi Baal Klau, like the Ritzvah. You can learn it means Eloi Baal Biyah Gemura, like Rashi. So if you learn the purpose of Dam Shalai Yislach Lech Pamachetz, then Rashi makes sense. Even the third Biyah is Ladam Mitzara. But if you learn that Shalai Simi Besula, if you learn the rest of Mi Besula, then Rashi's Shita doesn't make sense. You have to go into Ritzvah. If the whole purpose of the Dam is to see if she's a Besula, we must be talking about Biyah Rishayna. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Ritzvah? Eloi Baal means no Biyah at all. Isn't that Pashup Shat in the Gemara? When you read the Gemara, my life, Eloi Baal, must be Baal, what does Eloi Baal mean? Anybody? Why didn't Rashi learn? My life, Eloi Baal, can do a Biyah at all, must be Baal. Therefore, you're right, just therefore, you follow, you have, everybody have how the push pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi. My love, the Eloi Baal, must be Baal. Ritzvah means if you didn't do any Biyah, you could do it first on Shabbos. Do you see that from this Mishnah? It's so loimrim. I'm going to say Shabbos Abba Leilis. Who says he says it means you could do the first Biyah on Shabbos? It's plus Pshat wise. It's so loimrim. I'd like to say Shabbos Abba Leilis. What should it mean? You give him four straight nights. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday. Who says it means the first Biyah could be Friday night? Maybe it means that you're Baal Wednesday and Thursday, you could be Baal again on Friday. Rashi learns in Achinani. It means Wednesday, Thursday, and again Friday. I, why is there dam? If he did two good beers, why would there be dam? Because he didn't do a beer gemura, so there's still some dam left in him. Rashi's pshat is much more glass in pshat in the Gemara. The Mishnah, this Mishnah, Beis Olaimrim, doesn't prove to you you can do a first beer on Shabbos. But the Ritva apparently had like to read. He had no choice. If he holds the Ritva, does hold like to read on Hayamid Beis. And when she talks, so he had no choice. If the Damu Tzarech is to see if she's a psula, we must be talking about Biyah Rishayna. So therefore, he went Pshat Biyah Rishayna. At any rate, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Aloy Levar Mishabbos. Ay, Amar Rav Abayah, Ad Mosei Shabbos, Abba Leila Tatani. So Abayah is right. Amar Rav Kishabal, Nikshabal, Mai Kamashmala. Kamashmala, the Shayla Milbo Bishabbos, Kishabal, Dom, Mishmol, Pritzah, the Chukah, Mutli Kodesh, but Bishabbos, Afro, Bishamesh, it's right. Even though he did a Biyah Gemara, there's a possibility he's going to rip out still a little bit of Sulam that are still there. The Chiddush is that that's Mutta. Why is it Mutta Taka? As she says, Mistake Olayas Rinamah. Seems to be of a distant topic, so therefore we don't ask. Okay, as a matter of halacha, we pass Gindam Besulam as Tanei. And no, it's not like this Mishnah, because we pass like the Mishnah Chreina, which is the Takana Samei Royal. Dam Besulam is Tamei. There is a Machlaikis. Why? Why is Dam Besulam, why is a woman who has Dam Besulam Tamei? What's the reason why? So there are two explanations. One explanation, which says in the Eshkel, is that with Chayshish, that with the Dam Besulam is also Dam Nida, because of something called Dam Chimud. As Al understood, that sometimes because of a Chimud, because of excitement, the woman is caused, has Dam Nida. So therefore, by every Biyah Rishayna with the Dam Besulim, the Chayshish that is Dam Chimud mixed in, so to speak, with the Dam Besulim. That's the Sheet of the Ashkel. Levush says, no, not because of Chayshish is Dam Nida. It's a gzeira, dam besulim, otu dam nida. It's a gzeira to Rabbanu, that if you're going to be mekel on dam besulim, she'll make a mistake, she'll be mekel on dam nida as well. It's a gzeira. We tell women, no matter what, that fill a rayat, if it's dam kechargel, no matter what dam comes out, you're tummy. She should know, no matter what she bleeds from, she's tummy no matter what. It's a gzeira, dam besulim, otu dam nida. What? What only happens once? So why should she make such a gezeira? What happens to a person once in their lifetime? You're right, because I'm not saying it's the whole story. Dam Besulim is only one of the many types of dam that we have such a meaning about. In other words, our minig is, the way we know is that any dam, in other words, it's really not just dam besulim that we're geyser. We're geyser dam nida to dam zava as well. Right? A woman needs shiva nikim no matter what, even though a nida doesn't need shiva nikim, nida just needs 7 days. Basically, the point is that we're geyser on any dam that comes, for whatever reason, to dam nida. That's the second explanation, right? A mak only is muzik like you down, then we make a lot. The nafkamina between the two reasons would be what happens if in the Biyah Rishayna there is no dam. How does he have a woman who in the Biyah Rishayna there's no dam, which is shkiach? The Gemara says later, a woman as she gets older, shkiach, there's no dam in the Biyah Rishayna. If you chayshish for dam chimud, so then she's still tummy. Because we're chayshish that there was some dam that we didn't see. It's a gzera to be chayshish for dam chimud. If it's a gzera, dam besulim atu dam nida, then it doesn't make sense to be mach. So this is actually a machlokes rishayna. If there's a beer rishayna without dam, you're confused. Well, it's
fair. Why is there no dam? Why would you be chayshish
dam chimud? According to the first reason, if a chayshish is dam chimud, so if there's dam besulim, why should I be chayshish is dam chimud? That is other dam mixed into
dam.
It, combined. Okay. There were chayshish for dam chimud. If there's a small amount of dam, it would become, it would not be noticeable. I'm a chayshish that it became diluted in the zera, it didn't come out. So if it's of dam chimud, we're machmir. If it's of dam nida, dam sur of atu dam nida, we'd be mekel. So machlaikis taka, the rush, brings two shitas. We pass him a hachmir. We're not even a hachmir, even if we don't see any dam in the Biri Shaina, a woman is chayshish that there's dam. Which means that we pass in the reason of dam chimud. And we pass in that we're chayshish for dam chimud. It's an interesting thing. We're only chayshish for dam chimud by a besulim. A woman, a second marriage. It could be a second marriage, it's not the same chimud as the first marriage. But in the second marriage, you're not chayshish for dam chimud. Only the first beer by a besulim, we're chayshish that is dam chimud. The machlokes ha'paiskim, if a woman has her besulim removed by a doctor, for whatever medical reason, if there's a din of dam nida on that dam, machlokes ha'paiskim, and I would imagine that it should be totally in these two reasons. Imagine if it's dam chimud, so it's removed by a doctor, it's no chimud. If it's gzeira dam besulim atu dam nida, so then. That any dam she has to be, maybe it could be that shayla is also following these two sides. Okay, let's move on in the Gemara. Masiv Rav Yosef. This is a hard Gemara. Taich is not hard, but Svara is very difficult in this next Gemara. So let's see. Chas and part of the creation of Alayla, we showed at Matzai Shabbos. Imlay Asamais. So we have this din. That a chassan doesn't have to say Krishma the first night, or the second or third night, if loyosamais, if he wasn't by it. Now, first of all, today we're noyig the chassanim say Krishma, because we don't have that much kavan in the first place, that the tirda of a chassan will be ma'akiv on his kavana. Under Rabbah, it seems to me when you see a chassan davening, he has more kavana than he has the rest of the year. So we're not but the Ikra din is that Chos Apatim Shabbat Mishan Amot Zay Shabbos in Lo Yosamayis in my life the Torah the Bible on the middle. So this is a riot to which sad that you're allowed to be Bayal on Shabbos. He's Torah because he could be Bayal. Okay, we're going to tutsad him. Now we're going that he could be Bayal on Shabbos, and why is he Torah? What type of Tirda? A tirda that he knows he has to do a bia, so he's tarid. Amalei abaya loy, the tarid the loy ba'al. What does that mean, tarid the loy ba'al? He's tarid the loy ba'al. He's mitzara on what? What does Rashi say? Mitzara shaloy ba'al. Look at the Dibra Maskel of Rashi. The tarid the loy ba'al. Is that the same as our Gemara? Huh? Same? The Torah, the Loi Baal. What does our Gemara say? Amalei Abaya, the Torah, the Loi Baal. What's the difference? The Yud. The Matria. Baal is past tense. The Torah, the Loi Baal is Rashi. The Loi Baal means that he can't be Baal. Seems to be two different gear sides. Our gear in Rashi, the Torah, the Loi Baal, Mitzdarsh Loi Baal, Voshen Ava. So what's bothering the Chassan? He's married already a couple of days. And for whatever reason, he wasn't able to be Baal his wife. So he's all, I don't know, all what? The star is in pain. It bothers him. It bothers him that he wasn't Baal yet. Argues is the Torah, the Loi Baal. The Loi Baal, and you'll see in Tysus, Dibur HaMaskel Baha. You see the last two lines of that Tysus? The Loi Masi Baal, Chashiv Tirda, the Mitzvah. See, Tosis is different than Rashi. Tosis goes with argues. Tosis says he's a mitzvah because he Chazal said you can't be Baal on Shabbos. It bothers him. He wants to do the mitzvah, the B.S. mitzvah, and he can't. So Tosis says it means he's Torah that he can't do a B.S. now. And Rashi says he's mitzdar because he couldn't do a bia the last 2 days. He didn't do it yet. Very fine difference. But Rashi is lashon avar, the Torah delay Baal, and Tosfos is belashin haiva, the Torah delay Baal. It bothers him that right now he can't do a mitzvah. So we have to bear this in mind, because in the Shita Mukhabetzes it points out that the Samach like is Rashi and Tosfos. And we'll see the Gemara. We'll try to figure out who's more mistaken.
Rashi said that he said that those days didn't do it, so why?
Because
now he can't do it.
Star Shalai Bar. Bar isn't that he didn't do it the last night.
Right. Because
he can't do it tonight. We're going out. Like, Abaya is going that you're not going to be Bar on Shabbat. No, can't be Bar. The Torah delay. He's upset about tonight also. Why is he upset? Because it's Shabbos. Why would he upset him? He can't do a bia. Tonight he should have done a bia and he messed up. He wasn't able to. So he bothers him. And Shabbos, it bothers him also.
It bothers him that the past tonight he couldn't, and now we can. Right,
I'd like to get to the bottom of it. Let's just bear in mind so far. We'll try to understand the Svara, but we have to see what they say first. We're going to have a Rava and a Baya. This is a new thing. That because you're Torah, you're part of the mitzvah. I mean, you never heard this before. So you're Torah, because you're all confused. You know, you're part of the mitzvah. Rashi calls it, I think, the mitzvah of the mitzvah. Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara will define it, and then we'll try to understand. Amalei Rava, umishum tirda potter? Because he's confused. He's, I don't know what the word is. Tirda. What is tirda? It's not confused. He knows what happened. He's busy. He's busy. But he's not busy. The ship sinks. He's not busy. He's just concerned. He's discombobulated. He's head's not in it. He's. We don't know what it means. Even if I don't know what the word. What's the word for tyranny? Should they have the art scroll? Preoccupied. This isn't the art scroll. All right. Shum tirda, we'll call it tirda. Because he's tirda, he's part alamiyata, he lost all his money, his boat sank in the ocean, and there's no insurance then. Hachinami, the potter. Pitem hachinami. Hamra baba mazab dom rab avu chayu b'chal mitzvah moras b'tayra. Let's put that fellow. Shnema bampar. So it can't be. Alright, so we have Rava. What does Rava say? Tirda is not a ptor. Tirda is not a ptor from Kriya Shema, like Rava. Because if it will be a ptor, then an oval should be part of a mitzvah, and a tavis and a yam should be part of. So how does Rava learn? Why does it mean chasim part of a Kriya Shema? What does it mean according to Rava Shita, chasim part of a Kriya Shema? When? Because Rava learns he's going to do a bia tonight, on Shabbos. Rava says, you're not going to be bia on Shabbos. So he's going to do a bia. So being that he's going to do a bia, so he's tarot, and he's off the hook, he doesn't have to do a mitzvah. I would tell him, so don't be tarot, say Kriya Shema. So Rashi says, I should be mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. That means being tarot to do a mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. You hear that? According to Rava, you have to say Rava, you have to say Nabaya. First Rava. There are two pshatim, and chasim patim and Kriya Shema. Rava's pshat is the easier one. It's also not easy. Why is the chasim patim from Kriya Shema? Explain to me. Because he's all, whatever you call it, because he's preoccupied, because tonight he's got to do his bia the first time, and his mind is on him, he's all out, so he can't have kavan. So why is that part to him? Why is that a ptor? Oisik b'mitzvah. Now, if he's all preoccupied, so he just lost, he's a millionaire, and he lost all his money. So he also says, I'm all preoccupied, I can't learn Kriya Shema. So what do we tell him? Tell him you're from a Yid, Mechuyev and Tayyad Mitzvahs, so you lost all your money, we feel bad for you, but part of being from is that you have to put that aside and learn Kriya Shema. That's part of Har Sinai, is that even though you're all confused and depressed and everything, but it comes time to learn Kriya Shema, you put that on the side and you learn Kriya Shema. Right? That's what we tell him. Right? Tell us the answer to the why, when he has to do a bia tonight, he's a chassan, why don't we tell him the same thing? Look, you're from Iyid. We know that you're preoccupied, we're sympathetic, But right now, you have to, it doesn't pay to think about it so much. Does it make sense? It doesn't pay. Okay? So put it aside and say Kriya Shema. Say no. No. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Tremendous Kiddush. That means that to be Torah, to do a mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah. Incredible. Yeah, Kiddush. If you're all Torah because you're all concerned you have to do a mitzvah, you're off the hook for a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to be Torah. That's Rav's Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. Everybody agree with me? It's a big Kiddush. Someone can explain it. What? Have to get into the right mindset to do it right. So let's get into the mindset to do it properly. Because that mitzvah means constructive. You're saying yes, the thing about it is constructive. If the taka makes more sense if it's a constructive thing to be thinking about a lot. If it's not constructive, so why are we gonna pat it? So maybe rather means it's constructive, it's a good thing. Okay. That's rather. Not for me. Abaya comes along. Abaya says, no. Now you're going to have to help figure out Abaya. What does Abaya say? It's Shabbos. He's not going to be Baal. He's Torah in what? So you have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Each one is saying why he's Potter from Kriya Shema. Zot Rashi, you know why he's Potter from Kriya Shema? He's upset that he wasn't Baal the last 2 nights. He's very unhappy about it. He's Torah, turned to the mitzvah. That's a Torah. He's upset that he wasn't boiled the last 2 nights, and that's a Torah. Why? Can someone explain to me this Torah?
That's the first name.
What?
That was the first name. Can't believe he was upset about
the first and second night, he's zichah pata, because then he could be boiled. He's thinking about being boiled.
That's the
Torah to do it right, like Rava said. On Shabbos, Abaye says, I have a new Ptor. The Ptor is that he's all upset he didn't do it the last couple of nights, and being that he's all upset, so we're going to pass him tonight for Krishna, he's Torah to do the mix. Okay. If it's both things, we tell him, look, put those thoughts aside and say Shema. But if he's Torah because he's upset he didn't do it the last 2 nights, we don't tell him, put your thoughts aside. We say, okay, you're part.
This is something about being married. I would take the care of him
when
he's here. Yeah, since he's married, 2 days ago,
he's
still
with him. The guy loses all. You know what both things means? Today, we're not used to it. So we have banks and we have. You know, the Rambam sat and learned. He had a brother who supported him. So he was in his late 30s. The Rambam sat and learned. Everyone thinks the Rambam was a doctor because he went to medical school. The Rambam sat and learned. He had a brother who was a rich brother that supported him. And one day, his brother went out with $1 million. So he was an importer. He went to, he traveled to Europe and he bought merchandise and came back and he sold it. So one day his boat sank. And suddenly the Rambam had no more parnasa. And he had a bunch of assignments from his brother also. He had no parnasa. He started practicing medicine. He became the famous Rambam of Yigal. His life changed because his boat sank. Everything changed. He was being supported. He was sitting and learning. Suddenly he was stuck. The boat sinking was everything. So this is like a guy who's got all his money in the market and suddenly like the market crashes. So he's tired. He's tired. He thinks about it all day. So he's thinking about it all day. So not we tell him, look, we feel bad for you, but it's time to say Kriya Shema. And nobody argues. If you're tired in Gashmistika things, you put it aside. But if you're Torah in a mitzvah, we say no. If you're Torah in a mitzvah, you have a p'tor. So, this is definitely a big chiddush. I'm not going to make it any better. It's not going to get better than this. The Gemara is saying a chiddush. That if you're Torah in a mitzvah, you're potter from. You can't call him Isaac the mitzvah. He's not Isaac the mitzvah. It's the past. He's upset that he wasn't by the last few days. Off the hook. Tosfos learns. Tosfos and Tosfos, if he's just upset about the past, that's not a p'tor. He's upset because he knows tonight he wants to be able to do a bias mitzvah, and he can't. He's upset that he can't do it tonight. So being as upset he can't do it tonight, that's the p'tor. They're the chiddush. So the p'tor is that he knows he can't do a mitzvah tonight. So which is more mistaver, like Rashi, like Tosfos? That you're upset. They should be putter for mitzvahs. Either way, it's not, it's a chiddush. But What's more mistavi? You should be pata because you're upset about the past? Because you're upset about right now? From all mitzvahs that require kavara. In other words, he can't, he has to eat the Shabbos, he has to eat lacha mishnah. He's going to eat, so he has lacha mishnah. Maybe like Rashi, if he's so tired he can't eat, maybe you're not going to have. He's pata for everything. I don't know. But certainly from mitzvah that needs kavara. Yes?
According to Abaya,
the first night that he got married, he could be boiled that night. So Tirda is like Rava said. He wants to do it right, so he's thinking about it. So I can understand this. I should be mitzvah, Father Mitzvah.
According to Abaya,
the
first night that he got
married. The third night, that's right. According to Abaya, on Shabbos, he can't be boiled, and you're still potter. Why are you potter? Because you have a Tirda, the Leboil or the Leboil. What? Matzah Shabbos. It's more mitzvahs. I see. Permits a part of my mitzvah. Matzah Shabbos. On Friday night, he's not a lel Shabbos. He's not a isik mitzvah, and still he has a p'tor because he's all Torah. So what's more pasha? Like Rashi, like Tosfos. All right, so how do I know Abaya is saying Kesipatzel? If you look in Taisus Ha'amar Ababa, Abul Chayy B'chol HaMitzvah, Abaya saw that, the Tirda the Lekha Mitzvah Klal M'chayim. Abul Tirda the Loi Motzi Baal, Chasha Tirda the Mitzvah, Kimi Shatar V'mashin Yachalas is Mitzvah. So Taisus says, Abaya is also Maida, that is not Tirda the Mitzvah.
So what about the person who loses his...
No, he's answering Rav's Kasha. That was Rav's Kasha. Tais is just explaining how Abaya would answer Rav's Kasha. Right, Rav asked the Kasha, so Abaya would answer. No one says that. If I say 24 hours early is not an excuse, to spend the day before he gets married, he should put to a Kriya Shema, because the next night he's going to have to be blood. No one says the person's part of the boy gets it. The second night he is, because he's upset that he didn't do it yet. But once he did it, he's not upset. So the Rivash brought down in the Shita, Shenda Rivash says, that Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. Why says Tosfos is more mistaken? Rashi needs a parrot. More mistaken is upset, he can't do it tonight. By the way, Tosfos, see how it's very good. So, every Shabbos, listen to this cash, every Shabbos you should be part of Lainey Krishna, because you're upset that you can't do Mitzvah Tumah. Every Shabbos, if Tosfos is right, you're upset you can't do a Mitzvah. Is a p'tor from Kriya Shema. Says Dr. Rivash, every Shabbos you should be part of Kriya Shema because you can't do it. It's still on Shabbos.
Huh?
You hear the kasha? Do you hear what the Rivash says? I'll tell you what the Rivash says. Rivash said that Tosfos, Rashi wanted to like Tosfos. Tosfos, you're upset you can't do the mitzvah today. So every Shabbos you can't put on tefillin. Every Shabbos you can't put on tefillin. So that's what the Rivash Lechayah doesn't make so much sense. That's what you're all saying. Now, what's the Rivash talking about? On Shabbos you're upset you're not doing tefillin? There's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. No mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Not that you have a mitzvah and you're in a circumstance where you're potter. Rivash is a pelon. Rivash says, Rashi, when like Tosfos, because if you're worried about today, he's a psor. Every Shabbos you should be worried you're not putting on tefillin. The answer is, it's not shver, because on Shabbos you don't have tzar, you know, anybody has tzar, they don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. You put on tefillin, so you don't put on tefillin. There's mechlava mitzvah with the Torah. There's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Rivash is asking on Tosfos. Rivash is asking. Tosfos says you're mitzvah about today is a p'tor, so on Shabbos you're not wearing tefillin. The Rishash says it a little differently. The Rishash comes to explain also why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos. So what he says is that if so, an oval on the first day should be part of a Kriya Shema, because the oval can't put on stone. An oval doesn't put on stone, the Amishan. Sorry, why doesn't he have tzar? He's b'chuyim b'stone. So why isn't he part of a Kriya Shema on the first day? Because the Shef Tzar is not wearing stone. So that's why Rashi held that the fact you can't do it today is not a p'tor. That's what Rashi learned, it's Rashi Nav. Akoponim, it's a Machlaikis Rashi in Taisis. Now, here, it gets a little confused, it gets a little difficult. We have this Chiddush, a very big Chiddush in Asavya, that Tirda of Rishos is not a p'tor. But Tirda of Mitzvah is a p'tor. Like Rava, we understand. Like Abaya, even like Rashi of Taisis. The fact that you're having pain, which is a waste of time. It's a waste of time to have pain that you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday. It's not constructive. If I say yes, if you didn't do a mitzvah, you should have pain. Tzar is also a mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday, you know, somebody overslept davening. Yeah, it's my share. No, don't do that. You're supposed to have tzar for at least one day, at least 24 hours. You're supposed to have tzar that you missed the mitzvah. And that's tzar the mitzvah. So I can understand that by Abaye is saying, if you're both sank, we tell you, stop having tzar, and say Kriya Shema. If you didn't do a mitzvah, we don't tell you you're an Erel Chayyid, and stop having tzar. An Erel Chayyid should have tzar. Very good. Chiddush is good. But now, what about an oval? Avelos. The Gemara says, oval chayyid b'chol mitzvah service, mitayachot v'nak filin. The oval has tzar the mitzvah. An oval also has tzar. Is that tzar of a mitzvah or tzar of a rishus, the pain that an oval has? It's rishus. An oval having pain is a rishus or is part of his mitzvah? So Rashi says why? Noidami la'oval, the Torah tirda rishus. She'ein tzar a mitzvah, apal pishavit usay mitzvah. Yeah? Ein tzar a mitzvah. It means an oval is supposed to be ba'aveilus and not the tzar.
There's no obligation there.
No, there's no, well, there's no obligation. There's it's not even a mitzvah. It's not even
no
a benefit. No kiyum.
Normal person would be tzar, but.
Yeah. That's what it shows. Because the tzar, his relative died, he misses him. He feels bad. Yeah. But. That's what it says here. That says in Rashi. The tzar of aveilus is not a mitzvah. Yes. Yeah. That's what it says. I don't know if I can change that. For Moshe has a tshuva. It's in Chelakei of Arachayim, Simon Lamed Zayin, Oistes. He quotes from the Sefer Yirah Kodesh Vamikdash, written by Rav Tukatsinsky. Yirah Kodesh Vamikdash, the Halachas Eftu Yerushalayim. He quotes from him that he holds it's a mitzvah for an oval to feel tzar. No, it's a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Avelos, it's a field tzar. How do I know? So the Yerach HaKadosh Rav Meir says, because the halacha is, the Gemara says, that a cotton is potter from Avelos, and nevertheless, it's chayiv b'kriya. If there's a cotton in the house, even a 12-year-old, he's potter from Avelos. No chinuch in Avelos. But kriya, ripping a beggar, is chayiv. Rashi says why. Actually, the Gemara says why. Mimnei agmas nefesh. Mimnei agmas nefesh. Dr. Rashi, that others should see and cry. Others should see when you see a nebuch a cotton, the rice is kriya. It makes a person cry. So Rashi says that the reason mikarin lekotton, we rip the beggar of a cotton, is that others should see and cry. Zot the Yerakodesh v'Amikdash. That's a raya, that it's a mitzvah to feel tzar. Because we're doing things to make people feel tzar. So we see that it's a mitzvah to feel tzar. That's the sheet of the Akash. Rav Maisha disagrees. Rav Maisha says, Rashi says, Ipsubis, Davav, that there's no mitzvah to feel tzar. Teresh Rashi. So therefore, there is no mitzvah to feel tzar. Aveilus are things you do. What about Mikara Makar? Why do we rip for a cup? So Rav Maisha. Chazal say that it's a mitzvah to be Baicha umis Abel al Adam Kasha. If an Adam Kasha dies, it's a mitzvah for everybody to be Baicha umis Abel al Adam Kasha. Everybody's supposed to feel Bechiyah and Abelis. So why do we rip the beged of a cotton? So other people should cry, because Bechiyah is a mitzvah. So Tzar is not a mitzvah, and Bechiyah, crying, is a mitzvah. That's what Ramesh says. Can I explain? Yeah, there's a crying and feeling sad.
Why are you crying?
What's the difference between crying and feeling sad? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Crying is after the
sad. Crying, well, it comes to sad. Crying lets vent the sad. Is it crying? Is crying the same thing as sad?
Yeah.
It feels sad, but it comes from sad.
Isn't
it the mitzvah of chiyah, but there's no mitzvah of chiyah.
No, it's the
chiyah. That becomes very hard.
It doesn't have to be like mandatory.
Tzar.
Tzar is a natural thing.
Yeah, the first could be ma'ayir is feeling, it's like the process feeling. Is there a mitzvah to be ma'ayir a feeling of tzar? I don't know, it's a hard thing, you know. When people die, so we're human, we have emotions, we feel certain things. So we understand that. But from a Tayyidika standpoint, it's something I've never fully understood, exactly what you're supposed to feel when someone dies. Assuming it's just a question of what the Tayyidim wants from us. What feelings are people supposed to have when a Karav dies? What feelings? Like, sadness and sorrow, two different things? Sadness is not sad, it's not a sad person, it's so sad. So sad you don't feel, and sadness you don't feel. I don't know, I find it very hard. I find it very difficult. But that's what our Gemara is saying. No? These are supposed to fake it out then. Supposed to fake it out. The Rambam says he's supposed to cry on a Karev's death, so he shouldn't look like he's an Arzar, like he's just a not caring person. What does that mean? Deep down, he cares, but what?
Deep down, he is an
Arzar. Deep down, he is an Arzar, but Rambam doesn't say he shouldn't be an Arzar, he shouldn't act
look like
an
Arzar.
No, I, it's a very hard thing. I mean, it's a difficult, it's a really very difficult question. And this Gemara is answering it. It's telling us that you're not supposed to feel tzar, but avelus, yes. So there's some line between tzar and avelus, which I find very hard to define. There's nothing to do with feeling. There's nothing to do with feelings. I understand. But Ramesh is saying, okay, Ramesh is saying, b'chia and not tzar. B'chia is certainly an emotional thing. Because the kid just decides to cry. Still about the Yavel. No, he brings his rise from this Rashi. He's talking about everybody. Ramesh says there's no mitzvah feel tzar here. You rip on a cotton, so the other relatives feel the fear, crying and tzar. What is tzar? I'm not sure how to define tzar. That's when I feel it, I know what it is. But there are a lot of different types of tzar. You know, sometimes you step on a nail. That's one kind of tzar. Some of these are agnes nefesh. It's a different type of tzar. Right? There are a lot of different kinds of tzar. But our Gemara is telling us tzar is not a mitzvah available. And let me tell you at least the nafkamina for all this. Ramesh's nafkamina, the tshuva, is about someone who goes to the Kaisel the first time Friday afternoon. That's what the tshuva is about. Someone goes the first time Friday afternoon to the Kaisel, the first time, he hasn't been there 30 days. So he has to rise Kriya when you go to the Kaisel the first time, or any time you want to be there for 30 days. So the Yerach Kaddish HaMikdash brings that there is a minig Yerushalayim, that the first time you're going is Friday afternoon, you don't rise Kriya. first time you're going is a Friday afternoon, you don't rise Kriya. You don't rise Kriya. Why not? Why not? So you said, Ritzar, and right before Shabbos, you don't want to be in a state of Tzar. So Ramesha disagrees with this minute. He says, first of all, an Oval certainly rises Kriya Friday afternoon. It's not Shriach that we have Levayas Friday afternoon, but if you do, so an Oval certainly rises Kriya. And secondly, he says, who said anything about Tzar? An Oval is over to that Tzar and an Oval. You don't rise Kriya so people should feel Tzar. Rise Kriya to be Meir these feelings of Bechiyah and Avelus. They're not Tzar. So Ramesha, even if the Sufik, if this Minig has a Din Minig Yisrael, says even a minig without a makar, if it makes sense, as a din minig. Ramesha says he doesn't understand that it makes sense. Ramesha says two things. Says, first of all, if you go Friday afternoon, Ramesha says you should rise Kriya. And second of all, he says anyway, if you go Friday afternoon, you don't rise. So when you go next week on Sunday or Monday, you still have to rip. You do it the first time, rip the second time. Which is also not the Bidig in Yerushalayim. Bidig in Yerushalayim seems to be not that way. So be that as it may, what do we have from our sugya? From our sugya, this is really a Hashkafa Gemara, more than a Halacha Gemara. Because a Yid is supposed to control his feelings also, to the degree that you can. So our Gemara tells us that if you're very upset because of a financial tragedy that happened, so you're obligated to get a hold of yourself. That's the answer of that is when you have problems, you got to get a hold of yourself. If you're upset about a mitzvah, so then you don't have to get a hold of yourself. You could lose control. So upset that you lose control. That's the way people are. You know, people get very upset and they start crying. So get a hold of yourself. So if it's money, it's just money. Lay a lane or someone's house burned down. So get a hold of yourself. But if you missed the mitzvah yesterday, the eldest of Shachris, the eldest of Kriyas Shema, so then you also get a hold of yourself. Then you can be all tebrachin about it, and that's normal. That's an interesting thing, no? No, he said about, and which mitzvahs are Gemara talking about? Missing Kriyas Shema is worse than this. Because missing Kriyas Shema, you have a chiyuv to say Kriyas Shema every day. Here, you have to do a bias mitzvah. So you didn't do the bias mitzvah Wednesday night, so do it next week, so. Not Kriya Shema that others money but for Kabbalah. So make sure you got married a week later. So you did the B.S. Mitzvah a week later. And yet, that here, there's a Ptor. So you're not supposed to. I'm just saying it's Eina Daima. You can't compare a person who misses Kriya Shema to a person who does the B.S. a few days later. Alright, in the Lomdis, there's a Chakira. If the p'tur of an oval from wearing tefillin, if it's an avelus dikadin, that an oval doesn't put on stone, or if it's a tefillin dikadin, that it's not proper for an oval to wear tefillin. This din that the Gemara brings, oval chai b'chol mitzvah chutz min tefillin, shenema behem pe'er, you have two ways to learn. You can learn it's a din in hilchas avelus, that an oval doesn't wear tefillin, like many other things of Hilchis Avelus. Or you could learn that it's a din in Hilchis tefillin that's inappropriate to wear tefillin if you're an oval. Nafkamina would be, what happens if you have a case of a Suffolk? So Suffolk Avelus is, everybody learned, Suffolk in Hilchis Avelus is always l'kula. Suffolk in Hilchis tefillin is always l'chumra, the rest. So is it a din in Hilchis Tefillin or a din in Hilchis Avelus? Which one? We should look in the Rambam, we should go to the Rambam and see if he brings it down in Hilchis Tefillin or Hilchis Avelus. So where does the Rambam bring it? If you look at the little bays on the side of the Gemara, it says, Perek Dalam Hilchis Tefillin Halacha Yud Gimel, or Perek Dalam Hilchis Avelus Halacha Tes. In both. Why does the Rambam bother bringing it two times? I don't know. But the Rambam says it's fine. Shulchan Aruch, it's Hilchis Tefillin, Hilchis Avelus. Aruch Chaim, Simon Lamed Ches, V'Yeredeus, and Mishim Peches. Both. So if you look in Rashi, our Rashi seems to say that it's a din in Hilchis Tefillin. Rashi Shaneba Ben Pe'er Pe'er Chachavah Shalecha Va'avu Ma'ulu Ba'afar Karanai V'Raishai Ein Ze Pe'er Letzilin. See, Rashi doesn't say that an oval shouldn't be wearing tefillin. He says it's not covered for tefillin that a oval should be putting on tefillin. Tefillin are a crown. They're a begat shel kavod, a Torah samela. So it's not proper for an oval to be wearing tefillin. It's a tefillin dikin din that ain't a pair of the tefillin. That's what Rashi here seems to say. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Hei, where the Gemara is brought down also, Rashi there says that an oval shouldn't put on tefillin because he's marek ilu eino yavol. Sorin din yavol. Because he looks like he's not an oval. Big thing to put on tefillin. So it appears to be a stira between Rashi in our sugya and Rashi in Sukkah. Or it's a din in Hilchos Tefillin or it's a din in Hilchos Aveilus. There's a big nafkamina. If a person is a chalamayid, if a person buries, Layalein, who buries a karev a chalamayid, he's an oval, yayim rishayin a chalamayid. And let's say his minig is to put on film. Many people don't put on film chalamayid anyway. His minig is to put on film chalamayid. And now he's an oval, yayim rishayin a chalamayid. Does he put on tefillin? If you learn it's a din in Hilchos Aveilus, what would be a din in Hilchos Aveilus? There's no Aveilus on Chalamayim. Then he would put on tefillin. But Sheikh, if you learn it's a din in Hilchos Tefillin, that a person who's in Tzar shouldn't, in this level of Tzar, Yamisha shouldn't put on tefillin. He shouldn't put on tefillin, the Tzar he has. And the fact in the Ramaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas, and Siman Lamed Ches, to come to Zayin, he doesn't pass it. He said the Mishnah Berurah himself is the Sufik Lehalacha, he's too sudden. If it's an Avelis Dikadin, or if it's a Chalamayi Dikadin. Chalamayi,
there's no Din Avelis. Who cares if the entire
Chalamayi
is put on
front?
There's no
Avelis. But if it's not an Avelis Dikadin, if it's a Din Filin, So no, there's a din in tefillin that somebody who has mu'ulo bafa karna, somebody who has this level of pain of burying the karna that day, he's not allowed to wear tefillin.
Who cares if he's emotionally upset?
What's the difference between the novel and that? The reason he doesn't make sense. Okay, there's a double meravava in Yeridei Simin Shin Peches on this din. It's short, it's on the side, so you should look it up. And Mr. Hashem, I'll tell you what he says tomorrow. Unfortunately, people are Aveilim, and therefore, the double meravava is on the side of the page in Yeridei Simin Shin Peches. Yeridei Shin Peches. Who wrote the double meravava? Yehuda, which is the sponsoring Timothy, right? Mr. Hashem, tomorrow I hope to get as far down as we can. Thank you.